Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Caitlin McCulloch of the Livestock Market Information Center. Back with Caitlin in just a moment.
At the Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program, we know firsthand the power of working together to resolve conflicts. OAMP is a no-charge mediation service available to Oklahomans in need of assistance resolving all types of agricultural and environmentally related issues that arise between producers, their lenders, and other individuals or entities, including USDA agencies. Call OAMP today to answer any questions you have about mediation and how it can work for you. Toll free at 1-800-248-5465. That's 1-800-248-5465.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
A lot of folks are looking ahead to the 31st of January. That's when the semi-annual cattle inventory report will be released by USDA. Caitlin McCulloch is the director of the Livestock Market Information Center based out of Denver, and she says that that report likely to show a smaller U.S. beef cow herd compared to a year ago.
Well, we've been looking at the slaughter data all year, and that would suggest that on January 1, we should expect a smaller beef cow herd than last year. Now, if you look at federally inspected beef cow slaughter, which spent quite a few weeks in late 2019, over 70,000 head a week, but over the year, beef cow slaughter is up about 5%. When we look at what beef heifer slaughter has done, that was up about 6.7%. That means likely two things, that there's not going to be as many beef cows available, but we also don't have as many replacements available. Now, LMIC right now is penciling a number down about 0.7% for the beef cow herd, so probably under 1%, not quite 1% below a year ago, but somewhere in between 0.5% down to 1%. And then that beef heifer replacement number, we would also expect to see another significant decline this year, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 3-4% below a year ago. The other adjustment we're thinking about making and are expecting maybe in the January 1 report, the calf crop to be revised slightly lower based on the storms that affected calving. So we faded that July 1 calf crop figure down 0.5% for the January 1 number. So just a small revision there. I would also note culling beef cows has been much more aggressive in some areas than others. Poor calf prices, poor winter feed quality, specifically hay in some areas could also be contributing factors. So it's probably not affecting the country all the same, but when you look at the aggregate, those are the numbers we're looking at.
As we mentioned, that cattle inventory report will be out 31st of January. Now, Caitlin, you gave us the numbers. What do you think they mean as far as profitability for the industry?
I think influencing things later on in the next year or so, we're thinking cow-calf returns are going to be better in 2020. With a smaller calf crop, calf prices are expected to improve. They took quite a hit with the Tyson fire and never recovered quite the same way some of the heavier feeders did. And we expect imports of beef to slow into the U.S. as China soaks up some of those supplies from the major exporters around the world due to that protein deficit created by ASF. And that, in turn, should really increase the cull-cow value here in the U.S. So those factors are all going to shape what 2020 looks like and what to expect next year.
Caitlin, one other thing. I know that you've written on your LMIC website, that's lmic.info, you've written about the choice to select spread and what's going on with that relationship here in recent days in the beef business. Tell us about what you've learned.
So in the middle part of 2019, we really saw quite a bit of divergence between the percent of cattle grading choice and the percent of cattle grading select. The percent of choice graded cattle was declining at a steeper rate than normal, and compared to how many were grading choice, there was a fairly large gap there. And that had widespread implications all year. We saw the choice select spread increase rapidly and hold very steady with very strong price spreads there throughout the year. Now, I think there was a lot of factors combining to make that happen. You know, in market analyst circles, we've talked about things like body conditions that struggled to keep up after a fairly harsh winter. You know, is it feed related? Is it some struggles with, you know, health issues? It didn't seem like one particular thing could really cause that big of a difference in what we saw in the grading percentage, especially when we know genetic-wise we've pushed towards better and better cattle. You wouldn't think to see that big of a change without some sort of large implication. But I don't think we've necessarily, as a market, determined exactly what specifically caused that, and that leads me to believe it was probably more of a factor of things. Now, one thing we have noticed, though, is that we have seen quite a bit more product going to these branded programs, and some of that could be affecting what we see in the mix. And those are going to be the upper echelons of graded cattle. You know, they're going to be top two-thirds of choice. They're going to be possibly some prime products. And so all that factors in. There are the incentives to create better quality grade cattle still in the marketplace now that in the fourth quarter we've seen those numbers shrink a little bit. Now, that's too small of a time frame for to blame it on something like genetics. It's got to be something more environmentally. And that's where we keep coming back to, you know, was it a weather-related issue that's hung over from last winter? Was it how we've, you know, some feed quality issues, that kind of thing? Because it really has come back in line in a relatively short period of time.
That's the director of the Livestock Market Information Center, Caitlin McCulloch out of Denver. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 42nd annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All-Breed Bull Sale, coming up Saturday, February the 1st at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. They'll be featuring 65 breeding age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Angus Plus, Hereford, Pole Hereford, Charlet, Simmental, Shorthorn Plus, and others. For more information or a catalog, you can call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.